Yeah, I'm going to be out on Lower River Road tomorrow, doing the same thing. But yeah, for my money, the best radio, the best handheld for flagging is the UV-82. They're easy to program if you got chirp, and they'll talk to all the FRS channels, even with PL tones. And just by swapping antennas, you can get an extra half a mile out of them. I use these little nubby antennas most of the time that I got off of Amazon. And 99% of the time, I can run that thing on 1 watt and outperform the hell out of the 2 watt DeWalt's.
That's pretty good. Are you guys working Lower River around Hunt Lane?
That would be an affirmative yes, sir. I was literally standing right by Hunt today, letting traffic off of Hunt and up and down Lower River. We had a zone that was a little over a mile long, and we had a pilot car. I hate pilot car days because I can move cars so much faster, so much more efficiently without the pilot car. Yeah, but yeah, it was that kind of day for me. I had, at one point, I had two cranes that both had rolls of wire in their, hanging off of their crane, the diggers. One in each lane, swinging them across while the pilot car was going the opposite direction.
Oh boy, yeah, that sounds like a pain in the half. You guys had any problems with a gray charger out there?
Actually, we did for just about two passes through our zone. If it's the same charger, it's a young kid. And I just politely told him, hey, look, man, you need to slow down in our work zone. This is a beautiful car, and I love the sound of the exhaust. You know, when you pull out of the work zone, you're welcome to roll on the throttle and let us hear that pretty exhaust sound, but we don't want to hear it in the work zone. And he's been very polite and very courteous ever since.
Well, unfortunately, he wrecked his charger last night on J Street, so the car will probably be totaled out.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that. He seemed like a pretty good kid. But, yeah, that car, I think, might have been a little bit too much for him.
Yeah, we had some problems with him, too, but it's just a young kid with too much pedal to the metal, too much power. And he wiped out 6th and J and then went into a tree. But he's all right, and his buddy was okay too, so.
Well, I'm really glad to hear that, because he seemed like a pretty nice kid. And if his buddy was the same one that was in the car with him when I talked to him, they seemed like good kids, so I'm glad they're both all right. And maybe he learned something. You know, sometimes we all have to learn the hard way.
As unfortunate as that may be, that's life. I'm gonna get out of here and go have a late dinner.
Copy that. What was your call sign again?
Whiskey Sierra King Alpha 424.
Did you say 424?